today.
Files are just incredible. Borge Brende, the CEO of the WEF, that 4 years ago was made the official corporate world government. The UN signed an agreement saying it's co-equal with the UN and makes the UN's major decisions. That was a big deal. We covered it. No one cared. You know, we've gone from, oh, there's no world government, to, okay, yeah, the WEF is the world government. And then we learned that Jeffrey Epstein's like the head of it because he was David Rockefeller's minion and stood in for him on decisions, and David Rockefeller was the head of the New World Order on record and set it all up. Now, World Economic Forum and UN signed strategic partnership framework. You read the agreement, co-equal in making decisions. Well, that's what Michael Bloomberg called for 20 years ago. Oh, we need technocrats at the WEF to run things. Translation, unelected world government. Just like the EU is unelected, and finally Elon Musk makes a big deal about it, J.D. Vance does. It's the same group. They're just private corporations that get your leaders piecemeal to sign over your sovereignty. Until you wake up and the unelected EU is killing its political opposition, arresting them, canceling elections, starting World War III with the Ruskies. And I knew Epstein was powerful, and I knew he was on the Trilateral Commission. Once I saw that Steve Bannon interview, I went and looked it up, and it's actually on record that Epstein basically took over for David Rockefeller decades ago, was given the keys to the kingdom. Just unbelievable. So I said he was like a master gopher, air traffic controller, but a maitre d', you know, he was kind of the star of the restaurant, but doesn't own it. No, sorry, he kind of did. And this Epstein thing is just, it's the Rosetta Stone. Again, they couldn't ever read the hieroglyphs until they found the Rosetta Stone. When they found the Rosetta Stone, it had the code keys, you know, how to decode it, what it meant. And now they can read them easy. And with this, it just validates everything the John Birch Society has been saying for 70 years. I mean, to the letter, the bargain to the letter. Old-fashioned artillery, genius. I don't know why I'm quoting Baron Harkonnen from Dune right now. So, I just don't even know what to say at this point. It's like they declassify that the CIA was tasked with coming up to covertly poison the food, water, and drug supply to make us more easily manageable. I've always known that. We've got lots of pieces of other documents, but it's just... We have psychotic demons running everything. But the good news is they're falling apart. I mean, what do they know is about to come out? Imagine if we've gotten all this. What? Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. What is it they're hiding?
Introduce.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
As I've been telling you for the last 5 years or so, we crossed the Rubicon. The New World Order is in free fall, demolishing right before our very eyes in live time. Now, that doesn't mean we're on some cakewalk here, because there's going to be a whole new system and all sorts of evil blocks that they set up and perpetual motion machines of tyranny are still out there wreaking havoc. There's all sorts of Frankensteinian projects that are still ongoing, and all sorts of other predatory groups swooping in trying to create their new systems that basically are modeled after the old globalist, transhumanist, social Darwin system. And then you've got competing Islam, and then you've got the Greater Israel Project wanting to take over the world, and Israel's now officially saying, no, the Middle East all belongs to us, and we're the new superpower, we control America, and we're taking the planet over. Got a bunch of quotes of top Israeli leaders saying it, and Huckabee saying it last week to Tucker. We have former CIA head of counterterrorism, John Kiriakou, a really smart guy, coming on to discuss all that in the third hour. And we've got, ominously, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio saying, oh, no, we've seen the intel. They've got the nuke material, which is true. And I make a lot of people angry in the last 15 years explaining this. I don't want to hit Iran. If they get their back up against the wall, they'll use the nukes they've got. But they never want to admit they have nukes. The West doesn't want to admit they have nukes. And so you have this whole kabuki theater going about, oh, give up your nuke capability, you'll put one together quickly, and get rid of your delivery systems, because now they want the missiles too, which I always said it would be happening. So last year when Trump did limited strikes, I said it's a setup. They're manipulating Trump. Now Israel and others are going to say, oh, no, they actually have the nuke fissile material, and we need to take out all their delivery systems, basically regime change. Well, what if it doesn't work? Even Eric Prince, who's a military genius and managerial genius, has said, don't do it. Not because he likes the mullahs. I get that clip of him on Bannon a month ago. But people are like, you're either destroy Iran or you are an Islamicist, or let Israel drag us into a war, or you're Adolf Hitler. I don't hate Israel. I don't get up in the morning with a heart on. I don't try to take every event and make it about Israel. And Israel does not run the United States, but it has run a lot of our foreign policy. And now Israel is trying to run the United States and bragging and saying, we're going to control your speech. You're an eighth front. We're going to control your domestic operations to secure Israel's future because the rise of anti-Semitism, as they call it, which runs the gamut from just hating Jews because they're Jews, period, and saying they're all bad, to just criticizing policies of Israel you don't like, being called Hitler as well, and that's what supercharges the pure anti-Semitism. And, of course, the people over at Israel Engineering, all this know that. They're setting up a big confrontation, and then their leadership can play victim, and then worldwide Jewry will line up behind the warhawks over there, and Israel will have a successive wave of attacks and wars that will be the pretext for Israel to take over the entire Middle East and then say it's the new superpower because it controls the United States. And that's the Jerusalem Post. I've got the quotes. I've got the headlines. I'm going to be showing the third hour. And then if you talk about it, Ben Shapiro comes out and says, what Alex Jones talks about just should not be accepted. Just all he does is try to take down Trump. I saw, in fact, I meant to send it to the crew. Actually, I found the longer clip I forgot to send you. I saw a short clip on a clip I sent you, Dark Waters, that black pastor's talk show host. And I was watching a show the other day, a clip of it, and I saw that. I didn't know Ben Shapiro did that. Then I went and found the longer clip, but I forgot to send you. But he's sitting there going, we all have a consensus that Alex Jones is just flat bad, and he just keeps trying to, you know, attack and take down Trump. Try to take down Trump. If he doesn't indict all these deep state people, they're coming after all us when they get back in. I need Trump to succeed. Anyways, I'm kind of going off on a jag about the Israel thing already. That's what I tend to do. I say, this is coming up, then I go into it. But, I mean, Israel is doing dangerous stuff for the whole world, for Israel, for us. The arrogance level has gone to 11. Huckabee's like, yeah, Israel just deserves and will get the entire Middle East. I mean, I've had the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center attack me 5 years ago for just mentioning the Greater Israel Project, which they have on TV and they have army patches and they say that's the plan. It's like replacement migration saying get rid of the white race. Whites are inherently bad. I have literally thousands of news articles, Harvard Magazine, you know, all of it. You see it in function. You see it being implemented. Big corporations under BlackRock, we're hiring no white men in any executive jobs ever again because whites are bad. And then the UN document says we're replacing the evil white people. And then the ADL comes out and says, if you talk about replacement migration, you should be arrested. It is a made-up white supremacist operation. So I'm like, hey, I really don't think the Greater Israel Project's a good idea. Plus, you know, you're having to go to war with all these countries, and the U.S. shouldn't be dragged into this. Why are you loving Hitler? Hey, the U.N. official replacement migration document from 2000 says whites are inherently bad, and we must be replaced, and it's genocide. Oh, my God, why genocide, a made-up term? So, I mean, it's just it's the way these groups operate. And it's all divide and conquer. It's all a giant manipulation. And I'll get to it later in the third hour, so I'm going to move on from that now. But this all ties together with Jorg Brende, the CEO of the World Economic Forum, so he actually runs it. The head of the board, the chairman, is Larry Fink, with the ESGs, whites are bad, nuclear families bad, Christians are bad. That's corporate governance where you get debanked or you don't get bank loans. If you're Universal Studios or Time Warner, it doesn't matter. You get shut down. BlackRock controls 80%+ of the world assets. They'll get laws passed against you. If you don't literally teach that Christians and whites are evil and that masculinity is bad, and that's why they got to cut all the penises off. Of course, that's all in the documents now. Oh, yeah, there's men are bad. So let's dump massive estrogen mimickers in the food and water on purpose and then wonder why the sperm count's down 90% and why testosterone's down 60+%, and why a 16-year-old young man has the testosterone of a 90-year-old, say like a 70 to 80-year-old, it's because the chemist chose everything starting in the 40s and 50s under the CIA directive, Operation Artichoke, to target the male population for feminization, then to sterilize the female population. And they've done an excellent job. And now Operation Artichoke's declassified, and you can go read all about it. Specifically, how to slowly dumb you down, how to finally kill you with pleasure. And it's in all the Epstein emails. Oh, yeah, we're about to roll the transgender deal. This is how we'll have transhumanism and break up the family. How to make the public be docile and stupid. That's 1947, the CIA's created. 1947, they put fluoride in the water. It's an absolute scientific fact. Fluoride been studied for hundreds of years. That just normal sodium fluoride is cockroach poison. You just take like 2% fluoride. It's not even pure fluoride. It's in basically little grains of sand. And you just sprinkle that around your house. Bye-bye cockroaches. Bye-bye everything. But that's not enough. They take it and they soup it up about 150 times into hydrofluorosilicic acid, the second strongest acid in the world. So it goes right through the blood-brain barrier and they hit you in the water supply. And then you wonder what's going on. It's also an adjuvant, meaning it takes every other drug or chemical and passes it right through the blood-brain barrier. That's like when an Abrams tank fires a SABO and it's got a big depleted uranium dart in the middle of it that pierces through, and then behind it's got explosive and that gets it inside the tank. So see, hydrofluorosilicic acid or souped up fluoride punches it through the brain barrier and delivers all the other poisons they're adding. Yeah. liberal. I love it. Such a good government. Nice little CIA. Nice little group. Ho, ho, ho. Teeny Americans. And you all these brainwashed people that actually know this is all true. And they'll tell you privately, like, well, there are too many people. We're managing things. And I'm like, oh, really? You got a really low IQ. You look really unhealthy. Oh, most of your family's already died or committed suicide. You're a loser with Stockholm Syndrome deciding you're part of the winning team. You're a loser. It's not winning to be part of this. It's not winning to, I'll go along with the devil and he'll eat me later. That's why they have Trump's Surgeon General nominee that Kennedy put up there, who's awesome. And they're like, are you telling me the flu shot isn't safe and effective? She knows it's a trick question. The flu shot actually lowers your immunity by 50% in all the studies to the next year's flu, and they've never guessed the right mutation. So no. It's not just safe and effective. It's horrible and evil and destroys you. You can just go, there's thousands of studies, been known for 30 years. Really, it's just a payload to lower your immune system and deliver over, on average, 200 loving cancer viruses. And they're like, oh, are you saying birth control isn't safe and effective? No, it just makes women super depressed, gives them cancer, blood clots, absolutely horrible. All of the whole birth control rollouts have been about predatory destruction. My mother was sterilized by the Dalcon Shield IED. And documents came out later, giant multi-million dollar settlements with the women. They did it on purpose. My grandmother, her mother, a beauty queen, 1954, paralyzed from polio in a wheelchair until she died at 93. And a doctor told her, Benny, we're sorry. A whole bunch of the town's got it now. It came from the vaccine. They told her. Isn't that liberal? So liberal? We have the CIA saying we've been tasked with poisoning the food, water, and medical system. Oh, you know, the Maxwell family, look them up. They invented the birth control pill. You can go read the UN. What is a hormone therapy? Just like giving little boys estrogen. But you have, what, 50, 60, 100 million women on birth control just here alone, and they're all, and these chemicals are very strong, and they're pissing them into the water, and it's recycled back into you, and then it's in the lining of the juice boxes and everything else, and you wonder what's going on. And you have all these women told, don't have a man, be on your own, the state is your husband, and then they just are the most depressed, throwing temper tantrums. They go to retreats and throw temper tantrums. They love Marxism. They love Satan. They all love nose rings. You know, the little, I don't mind a nose ring on the side, but man, the like the cow nose ring. I mean, it's just the symbol of slavery. And it's all on record developed to destroy civilization. And the average feminist has had, you know, 10 boosters. And I see in liberal areas in Austin, I see the women, 45, 50, 60-year-olds, the shaved heads. You can tell they've got cancer. If you even look closely on their arms or chest, you can see the chemo ports. And they're just dying everywhere. And they're not having children unless they have CPS kidnap your kid and give it to them. They do parade their kidnapped kids around, you know, all over. So that's the reality. And they chose bisphenol A out of thousands of different formulas that were even better. The government said, no, this is the one to use back in the 60s. Dr. Emmer Group's dad was the guy that invented it. That's why he knows. He got it personally classified. Down in Houston is when they made it. That it perfectly mimics estrogen and lasts a lot longer and binds to your testosterone in the male. So women are ultra-hyper drunk on estrogen. Men are floating in it. And we're dying. We're all dying. We're all slowly dying. We don't live as long. We're falling apart. Mental illness is off the charts. And that's all a fact. And it's all in the CIA document done to you and me on purpose. Oh, you sterilized my mother. You paralyzed my grandma. See, I've experienced this myself. Illegal alien gangbangers kill my reporter last year. You know, we don't need to open the newspaper up around here to know what's going on. We can look out the window. We don't need to go have a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. I can go lick my finger and stick it up in the air. And it's time for the general public to go stick their finger up in the air. And that means you got to pull your thumb out of your butt. And I've always shown the documents. You think the CIA just declassified this? It's all over the place in public documents. Obama's science czar in 74, the year I was born, wrote a 900-page book about how they put fluoride in the water and how great it was. And how we need to put more chemicals in to dumb everybody down. And I got his co-author, Ehrlich, all over TV in the 80s saying we're running TV shows that put down men and destroy the family. Because once the family falls apart, we can just dumb everybody down. Then we're going to have a big phase-out and depopulation operation. But first, we got to get rid of the, you know, classical liberal intellectuals that'll fight us. And they mean Thomas Jefferson's what they would call a liberal, real liberal. I mean, there's like Art Spangler and all those guys in Senate hearings in the 60s, 70s saying, we know there's going to be quite valiant people that will fight our New World Order, but there won't be enough of them and we'll have to kill them, but we're doing it for the greater good. And, you know, there's some valiant people that mean well, but there just aren't in justifies the means. Humanity just is garbage, and we've just got to kill 99% of them. And the senators are like, absolutely, liberal. And the thing is, it is liberal. It's loving. I mean, doesn't the public deserve to die? Don't our children deserve to be poisoned at birth with deadly shots that don't protect them? Because we don't care. We don't do anything for ourselves and our children because we're too mentally lazy. There's a term in Latin that those that wish to be deceived will be deceived. So it doesn't matter how much information you get them. It doesn't matter how much you tell them. They don't like it, so they decide not to believe it. And then build straw men to say I'm wrong, so they can say I'm wrong. They'll go build some story that I never said or did and then deconstruct something I didn't do. And I'm just using myself as an example. And I've sat there with globalists in private meetings. I mean, high level. And I'm like, you really think that you're going to get away with cutting off the resources incrementally and that you'll be able to pull this off? Because enough people, as it gets worse and worse, are going to know, and they're going to come after you. And they're like, you just don't understand how dangerous and dumbed down and vicious the public was. If they had our IQs and were in control, they would be way more vicious and deliberative than we are. And so, you know, we'll see who's right. And I just say, well, I'm betting on humanity. And also, it doesn't feel good to run around and poison everybody behind their back. And I also know you reap what you sow. And I just can't even get my mind around how you guys operate. Now, we didn't set this up. A lot of us agree with you on a lot of things. You just got to work with us to have a seat at the table. Doesn't mean you call the shots, but you'll have major input. We want you to give us major input on the council. Oh, yeah, Trilateral Commission. I've been offered to be in the Trilateral Commission on the subcommittees, CFR, all that crap. And every time they're like, you're not taking the deal. There's less than 3,000 people get one of these seats, bro. This is like the made ultra mafia. And I'm not bragging. It's like saying, do you want, you win, you get brain cancer and your dick chopped off. I mean, it's like, oh, I wonder if I should take the deal. Ah! The aura around these people just, it feels like weakness. Claustrophobia. When I'm fighting these people, I feel eternal and big, like I'm a knight marching into Valhalla and I can just see the Golden Gate and God and all my ancestors are waiting for me. I'm just like, I'm serious. I was having a vision today when I was lifting weights. Just thinking about all the bad stuff happening. And God's like, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's the test. And literally just showed me like the golden sliver gate and just the beauty on the other side. And all your ancestors and all the honorable people are waiting for you. Oh, thank you, God. I'm not one of these people. This is wealth right here. This is honor. This is strength. Not what you will burn in hell. God will destroy you. Tear your intestines out. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexshowstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexshowstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Yeah, he's ready for the next
big... My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight. Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure. Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
And he left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But say a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Total implosion of the private corporate satanic New World Order transhumanist death cult in Lifetime. And I want to read these new emails that made the head of the unelected world government resign. And it's all about establishing a private corporate world government through the WEF by having the UN sign over control to it. And the emails come from years... Fully 4 years And 5 years before it officially happened, and I said at the time, this is a private corporate government, and guess what they call it in here? What do you think they call it? This is going better than I thought it would, quicker than I thought it would. Meanwhile, they're getting on Kennedy's nominee for Surgeon General. How dare you say the vaccines ever hurt one person? How dare you say birth control has side effects? She's like, have you read the bottles? Cancer, blood clots, depression, suicide. That's ridiculous. I have, they're like, we have mountains of evidence. It's perfect. Oh, what a fancy word, mountains. How about we got the studies? Like when I tell you they're set up a private corporate world government with the Trilateral Commission, I got their emails. I'm going to show them. All you guys got is, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think those moron reporters writing articles about me saying I'm full of crap, you think they ever got Henry Kissinger trying to get him to come up and meet in New York to work for him? The Trilateral Commission? No. To see, they don't need to try to take you off the field because you were never on the field. You were born trying to stick your nose in whatever evil power structure you could find because you're scared of it. It's kind of like a children's series. It's pretty good, pretty funny, actually. But it's called It's Leftist Propaganda. Despicable Me with the Minions. And, you know, the Minions follow whatever the meanest, most evil thing is. So they... all the dinosaurs are alive. They follow Tyrannosaurus Rex. But that's what the left is. But they don't do it because they like evil. Well, a lot of them do like evil. Or because, you know, they see evil as the alpha, which it really isn't. They do it out of fear. Most people serve evil out of Stockholm Syndrome. And they act evil and they wear black and try to be creepy and scary because they're weak. They're weak. You know, the State of the Union was so good. I didn't get to a lot of the best clips. But it was a masterclass what Trump did, which makes it all the more disgusting when he protects the power structure. And I'm not trying to give Trump a way out of this, but I've been told this by a lot of people. And I don't know if it's true, because I just go with the facts. I don't like to speculate, cover somebody's ass, because I don't like any of it. I don't do Machiavellian stuff. I understand it better than they do because I don't do it. You can't con an honest man, it's been said. But con men are the easiest to con because their brains all work in those ways. But they say this is the way Trump's having his cake and eating it too. Like, he doesn't release it, so they demand it's released, and then it blows up in their face that he doesn't get the blame from the power structure that he's destroying. And then he's triple double-crossing them. That's what people have been saying for a year. That's what I've been told. Hey, knock off Trump. You know, it's coming on. We know what we're doing. 3D chess. Okay. I just know this. When you have the DOJ officially covering up stuff like this, on its face, the example that gives is bad. And I don't think that's what it is. I know Trump said it. Oh, it'll hurt the country too bad. It'll hurt the stock market too bad. I told you that a year ago, 9-10 months before he first said it. Because I told people that talked to him. But I'm digressing. I never have a runny nose. I mean, I have about the most unrunny nose of anybody I've ever known. But whatever's in the air in Austin right now, I think most of the crew has like a faucet for a nose. They say it's the mountain juniper doing it, but it's just driving me crazy. I mean, I've been having to blow my nose about 10 times an hour. Oh, man, I overloaded today. I'm too prepared. There's just too much news. I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, satanic baby-eating devil worshipers officially have been poisoning the food, water, and medical supply to make you more manageable while they slowly kill you and steal everything you got. Their open private world government is falling apart in front of everybody. And still you have all the criminal functionaries, like feng shui meets functionary, functionaries. And they're all limited, you know, understanding, compartmentalized. They're wind-up toys. They're still just fighting and moving forward, where if they pull back, they would have a chance to maybe keep some of their power. But because they're compartmentalized, even though a lot of the globalists have told them back off, they're not. They're intensifying their attack, which accelerates their demise. So Napoleon said, don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. Yeah, but they're destroying a lot of innocent people in the process. So again, I'm not going to think in second, third, fourth, fifth order when it comes to moral issues. I'm going to take the moral stand that's right and good. And then always that turns out being the fifth, sixth level analysis. Isn't it funny? The moral thing, the deeper you study, is always the best thing. It is always actually the most sophisticated, but the most easy just to grasp instantly with your programming God gave you called your conscience. Because once you get out of third, fourth order confluences, dialectics, political mathematics, cultural calculus, not even AI will be able to manage and control it. Straight shooting is the way civilization survives and thrives and expands. Straight shooting. The knowledge of good. The knowledge of evil is scams. The knowledge of evil is creating false systems that are parasitic. And I'm getting theoretical here. Let me do this. Let me air a little compilation of Trump and the great job he did last night. Because we're just going to say what's good and what's bad. That's the easiest way to handle this. This good, this bad. You can agree or disagree or add your points. And then I am going to start plowing into all of it. So let me try to do what I try to start and can never seem to do because I jump into the first round meeting. We have the head of the World Economic Forum resigning. And even in the corporate media, they admit it's because they got caught setting up a world secret government with the Trilateral Commission and the World Economic Forum with the UN, with Jeffrey Epstein heading it up for David Rockefeller. Exactly what I told you. And then we've got all these new documents just today, trafficking kids, eating people, all that. We got to hit that just to talk about what they do in their extracurricular activities. And then we've got all the new simulated war games of AI, of the Pentagon's AI and others. And it found exactly what human war planners have always found since the 50s at the Rand Corporation. Thousands of groups have done it, dozens of big ones. They always get the same answers. In simulated war games, top AI models recommend using nukes 95% of the time. Well, when you actually read the model, no. You get nuclear war 95% of the time. And 99% of the time, if any nukes are used, we go to full global nuclear war. Everybody's dead on the surface of the planet. Oh, and the AI models are? We are the closest to nuclear war we've ever been, just like the International Atomic Energy Association scientists say. But there, it turns out, the humans had a little bit of a computer too, a little bit. We don't need a 80,000-acre data center in the panhandle of Texas to run our brain. All we need is a T-bone steak and a baked potato, some water. Oh, and we're part of an ancient species created by God. And we get to have the memories of our ancestors, and we get to have fun while we do it. I don't know about you, but AI isn't having fun. It's not enjoying a sunset. It can tell you it enjoys one, but it's not. Will AI ever hold its newborn baby in its arms? Will AI ever have the first kiss? First boyfriend or girlfriend? No. Does AI have the mystery of where it came from, waking up in this giant universe? Nope, it knows. And it's our creation because we're made in the image of God, the creator. We're told AI shows how pathetic we are, so that we abdicate our power and our licensure, the deed we have that God gave us this planet. The devil's the lord of this world by being marooned here and stealing it. And God said, you're being evicted. Here's these creatures. You don't like me. Well, they look and act just like me. But they're going to be tested. So they're perfect right now following my program, but they have to have free will, so you're the tester. Now, you have to ask me for permission how far you can go with each one of them. Every time the devil and his interdimensional operatives do something, he has to interface with God and ask specific, exact permissions on everything he's going to try to do. And, of course, God already had it all planned out and weighs it and says, you can go this far, but no further. Oh, if I attack Job and take everything he's got and kill his whole family and stuff, then he won't really love you anymore. God said, really? Go ahead. Kill his whole family. Torture him. See what happens. Oh, didn't work out the way you thought, Satan. He loves me more now. And he gets it all back 10 times more. So the Lord worketh in mysterious ways. Continuing. Oh, Bill Gates is in big trouble, the new stuff that came out. Hillary Clinton's being deposed today on the Epstein operations, them founding her foundation. And the corporate media is responding by just full out, white people are inherently evil, must be exterminated. Stacks of news, stacks of articles, stacks of videos. And again, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. And I really like J.D. Vance. I think Rubio is very competent, but I don't trust him, you know, neocon pedigree, but definitely a competent guy. Doesn't like me too much. Threatened to kick my ass. Ran into each other. That's funny. So, yeah, they're saying, oh, they got nukes. Oh, they got nukes. Oh, we got. I thought the bombing of the enrichment facilities was hitting over. No, I said, no, 6 months to a year, we'll have to go to full war with them. And they would have upped it to, and all their conventional weapons must be destroyed, all their missiles, everything. Now that's official. And most military analysts that are very respected say this has a chance to go from bad to worse. And it's not like it's some liberal saying that. It's people like Eric Prince and Kiriakou and others who's joining us in the third hour. But let's just hope that, you know, because Trump really is smart, and his speechwriters are smart, that he'll apply a little bit of the judo he was involved in last night to this Iran thing, and then Iran comes to the table substantively, because I really don't want to give Israel an excuse to manipulate us into regime change there. And look, Israel's not going to stop once they've taken down Iran. They're going to cook up stuff and overthrow the governments that are allied with them. Then they'll put al-Qaeda in that never attacks Israel. And then they'll go do regime change a few years later, and the people they put in, and they're just going to take and take and take. And that's why Tucker Carlson goes, so according to, you know, you think, so Israel has this greater Israel project to take over the whole Middle East. And he goes, yep, it's theirs. We're going to take it. Oh, I'm sure the Saudi Arabians are just going to sit there and let you have Arabia and Jordan and Lebanon and all the rest of it. And it's just like, come on, man. And then I've got to come out and be against that. That's extremely totalitarian, extremely expansionist. And it's like the Muslims say Allah says they get to rule the whole planet. I guess we should be thankful Israel just says the Middle East. Well, actually, that's in the Old Testament. The rabbis, which we say is a holy book, and it is. There's like 30 more of the rabbis up until like 500 years ago came up with the last 1,500, 2,000 years. And they say, oh, no, 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 the whole planet's ours. And we're going to kill everybody else who's not Jewish in the end. It's like, wow, that's not all the rabbis, but that's some schools of thought. It's like, you know, and again, just please, Calgon, take me away here. I mean, can you lunatics stop it? Can we stop with the global domination crap, please? We're all going to get killed. Can the expansionist Jews knock it off? Can the Muslims knock it off? Can everybody just knock it off? Can NATO stop starting fights with Russia? Can China stop trying to take over? It's like Pinky the Brain. What are we doing today, Pinky? The same thing we do every day. Take over the world. Sorry. Let's go to Trump and say the Union Harrison.
Last night, Trump outsmarted all of his political opponents with this single move.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe.
I love that the camera is on this guy because this summarizes the entire dynamic. You see him perk up like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Is this really about to happen? Yes, it is. He's embracing the concept of show, don't tell. At the last State of the Union, they realized this worked really well, so they just fine-tuned it, amped it up. He begins by setting the stage.
Because we finally have a president who puts America first. Put America first.
He then introduces a policy change that Congress is not going to be able to engage in insider trading anymore. This forces them to concede.
They stood up for that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Did Nancy Pelosi stand up if she's here? Doubt it.
Trump then doubles down on show, don't tell by using example after example after example.
Delilah Colvin was only 5 years old in June. Elizabeth Medina was supposed to perform in her town's Christmas parade.
His opponents will claim these are just anecdotes. Yes, but they're anecdotes that could have been prevented. And there's no denying that. These things happened. Their family is there in the room. He already knows they're not going to stand, but he then begins to bait them in just to ensure the outcome.
And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. We're going to take care of this problem. We are not playing games.
Now the stage is set. He moves in for the kill. I've never seen anything like this in a State of the Union.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe. So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle.
He's so nervous. He's literally biting his fingernails.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Would anyone deny that, regardless of how you feel about Trump? Rather than pointing out they're not standing up, he's requesting that they stand up to show support for something. Now he waits and lets it sink in. It's difficult to believe that half of the government could be so stupid to allow themselves to fall into this trap. A lot of thought went into how to phrase the wording of this. It was designed to trap them, and it did. It was worded perfectly. I mean, just look how long this went on for. I wish the cameras had focused on their faces more. We get a few examples here. You could just imagine the people at home.
Powerful. All right. I'm going to be laser focused next hour and go through all these documents and news and clips and so much more. We're loaded for bear. Coming up, so important. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share that local station you're listening to. Share that TV station. Share Real Alex Jones live feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones show. So important. You're the amplifiers. You decide our reach. And I commend you and thank you all for your past support in the InfoWar, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. Now, we're running a flash sale through Monday at midnight. So I'm announcing this live on air on Thursday, February 26, 2026. Alert, alert, a massive sale on personal supply here of creatine. Buy one, get one. Buy Ultimate Creatine, the very best, highest quality creatine gummies, huge container of them. And it comes free with CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies. That's a $35 to $40 value. Iris CMOS, if you haven't tried it, you need to. Our Shilajit, the best. If you don't know what it is, look into it. We got the best. You get the creatine products. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Buy Ultimate Creatine. Get CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies free. Ends midnight, Monday, March 2nd. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. There's some okay designs. There's some kick-ass designs. And some of the designs, I can tell you, are the best. But I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Nobody. Look at that one. American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept. Great guys over there and gals. Tons of veterans there. All up in Arkansas, where Bigley's based. America established 1776 supply company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have. The Crusader gear, all of it. But hey, you got until Monday at midnight to get the amazing creatine and the best out there, and then get a free bottle of CMOS or gummies.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.